You guys see? I see the visitors coming in. Honorable members and everybody, so let me just take the opportunity to welcome you to this meeting. I think that as a select committee last week, we had an opportunity to have a briefing of the department and also to interact with the brief. The briefing that we hold on this year. And then we agree that we should go and do further interaction in the bill. Honorable members, I think that we had an opportunity to interact. I'm just going to request that we introduce ourselves before, so that we make sure that everybody is supposed to be here. It's here today. I'm Wendy McCartin, the Secretary of Community. I'm from the Law Board from Viboronto Community. I'm Viboronto Gumala.
GPs. Maybe I'm just from the Free State Province.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael Gavalis from the Western Cape.
Good afternoon, Chair. My name is Mrs. Otlava.
Good afternoon, gen members. My name is Moses Kamba, DG Agriculture.
Good afternoon. My name is Charles Kumanati, AC.
Good afternoon, honorable members. My name is Mbulelo Chogoni, DAC.
Good afternoon, I'm Dasha Kasten from Parliament Legal Services.
Good afternoon, I'm Dasha
Kasten from Parliament Legal Services. Good afternoon, I'm Sonia Kermal from HLA.
Good afternoon, my name is Alan Spohr from Special Advisors.
My name is Toyas Kasama from the office of the Education Union. My name is Lee, I'm from KMC.
Awesome. My name is Sam Martin from the office.
Awesome. My name is Lodi Kaliji from the DG's office.
Afternoon. My name is Temba Mteto. I'm the advisor for the committee.
Good afternoon, I'm Marcy. That's okay, my name.
No more than 15 members of the committee. Not one.
Honorable members, last week we had a briefing. We also had a deliberation. I think we also have to take the deliberation. Klaus Beitzler. From the report that we had last week, we tabled the report to the legal section just to go through some of the declarations that we had. I'm going to request, because maybe we should start with to request. Maybe to deal the first item, just to clarify the issue of the taking, so that when we get into now the information,
thank you, Madam Chair. This bill that we're deliberating on today was classified by the JKM as a Section 75 bill, meaning a bill that does not affect provinces. And the reason for that is we need to look at the Constitution for guidance on how bills are tagged. And as most of you might know, tagging is really the term used by Parliament for classifying bills for purposes of determining the procedure that will be followed as set out in the Constitution to enact bills. Now, basically, the Constitution sets out three procedures that a bill may follow during the process of processing. The first is set out in Section 74 of the Constitution, and that basically deals with the procedure that must be followed when a bill is amending the Constitution. The second procedure is one that is set out in Section 75, which deals with the procedure that should be followed when a bill does not affect provinces. And then the third one is the Section 76 procedure, which deals with the process that must be followed when a bill does, in fact, affect provinces. Now, the manner in which bills are tagged is that when a bill is introduced, the state law advisor will propose or recommend a possible classification of the bill. But that proposal is not binding on Parliament. When a bill is introduced, the JTM is the authority that will take the decision on how the bill must be classified. And when this bill reached the JTM's offices, they agree that was a Section 75 bill. Now, in order to understand why a bill is classified as a Section 75 bill, one needs to understand when a bill has to be classified as a 76 bill. So if it's not a 76 bill, if it's not a 74 bill, then it has to be a 75 bill. Now, in terms of Section 76(3) of the Constitution, the provision provides that a bill must be dealt with in accordance with the procedure established in Section 76 if it falls within a functional area listed in Schedule 4. Now, Schedule 4 deals with your concurrent provincial and legislative competencies. So if a bill deals with any of that content matter, which falls under any of the topics listed in that schedule, it will have to be dealt with in terms of 76. A bill must also be dealt with in terms of 76 if it provides for a range of specific legislation which is mentioned in the Constitution. And these pieces of legislation is mentioned in Section 76(3)(a)(f). And this is basically legislation dealing with NCOP delegations to cast votes, in legislation dealing with the recognition of national and provincial organizations representing municipalities, in legislation regulating the functions of public protector, legislation governing public administration or regulating public administration, legislation which deals with the Public Service Commission or the Public Service. Then 76(4) also says that a bill must be dealt with in terms of Section 76 if it deals with any legislation envisaged in Section 44(2). Now, that is basically legislation that will fall within the exclusive competence of the province, which is listed in Schedule 5 of the Constitution. If the legislation also deals with the Financial and Fiscal Commission, then it must be a 76(4). Or if it deals with any of the topics dealt with under Chapter 13, which is largely your issues relating to provincial revenue, national revenue, and finances. Now, at this point, I also just want to mention the most leading case on the issue of tagging, the Tongwane case, where it simply set out what to take into account when determining whether a bill must be dealt with in 76. And in paragraph 72, the court particularly says, whether a bill is a 76 bill is determined in two ways.
First, by the explicit list of the legislative matters dealt with in 76A2F, those are the issues dealing with public protector, public service commission, and so on. And second, whether the provision of a bill in a substantial measure fall within a concurrent provincial legislative competence, meaning the competences that are listed in Schedule 4. Now, following the introduction of this particular bill, it was then classified as a 75 bill because it didn't contain any provisions that fell within Schedule 4 or any of the legislation listed in Section 76, nor is it a bill amending the Constitution. And then to illustrate the point further, what this bill that we have for us largely deals with, it seeks to establish a council that will regulate the language practitioners in South Africa. It then provides for the powers and duties of the council. It determines the manner in which the council will be managed, how it will be governed, what the staffing issues are going to be, what the financing issues are going to be. It regulates the training of language practitioners, and also for the accreditation and registration of language practitioners. It therefore largely seeks to regulate the management, registration, and accreditation of language practitioners. But even if one were to look at Schedule 4, and one looked at the particular competency known as, which is listed as language policy and the regulation of official languages to the extent set up in Section 6 of the Constitution, that largely refers to the regulation and launching of the use of language. If the bill dealt with the monitoring of a use of an official language, then it could possibly have been a Section 76. But in our opinion, because it deals with setting up of a council, setting up and regulating the language practitioners in South Africa, it doesn't fall within any of the competences listed in Schedule 4, nor Schedule 5, nor any of the pieces of legislation listed in 76(3)(a)(f). And for that reason, the bill is then classified as a Section 75 bill.
The legal representative who has just given us all the legal details of the Constitution is very much correct. And I think we understand what she is saying, and we know what she is saying. The thing that we had an argument on is that this bill, the document that we have of the bill, that doesn't specify the bill in front that the document, the bill is Section 75. It's not written anywhere here, and we get this or at the back or at the summary of the bill, the last page that says the state or advisor and the Department of Arts and Culture are of the opinion that this bill must be dealt with according to the procedure established by Section 75. All the procedures that you have said just now, we know them, we understand them fully, but our concern was that this bill is just silent in front of saying this is a Section 75 bill or a Section 76 bill. And the legal people from the Department of Arts and Culture said last week, this when they sent the bill to Parliament, it was at the front, so they don't know what happened with the documents that were done by legal people in Parliament to get this to not to have it kept at the front as a Section 75. That was our argument, if I remember members well.
I just want to emphasize on what the member was saying. So you have not helped us. All the bills that we have dealt with will stay here and not in the memorandum or in the summary.
So you have not helped us.
We're still where we were last week. Thank you.
Okay, members, we understand that after being shown to us that was a point that was removed or a line that was removed from the initial introduced bill, And I think we both heard when we did that is the both of us and myself when we looked at the proofs and share, I apologize for that. But sometimes when it goes to the printers, things creep in and this became rectified share. When we do the proposed amendments, we can put that back onto the front page because I do apologize. I think I didn't note that the printers removed that line share. Thank you.
No, thanks, Chairperson. It's after 7 days, met last week on Wednesday, and raised these things. I think the Deputy Minister, if it is not the DG, who explained that initially it was on the front and came back on the board. Today, because when you left, we were expecting that today, you're going to not be apologizing. Because you also, when you read it, you accepted that you don't know it was here. Today is the Apollo. Today it is the Apollo. Instead of us being stuck on what you were supposed to have dealt with and not getting apology today. This is not acceptable. Maybe this will be the last time. Thank
you. Legal section of Parliament, we help the department with the legal section. So I just wanted to clarify that we didn't update it when we have said that because the legal section from the Parliament is not here, it's only the department, then we should agree to prepare this meeting for today so that all the people that should be part of this meeting. Thanks.
My expectation is that you are supposed to come here so that you know what were the things that you said, but then it has been done then.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Your point is noted. And Honorable Members, I think everybody said a bill before. Original bill, and then we also requested after we tabled the report, the legal section, parliamentary legal section have made notes. I just want to together everybody just notes so that when we go to say a clause by clause, we've got something to respect. So,
But the actual bill will start on page 2 of the bill, and that is what I think we need to deliver, what needs deliberation of. So, in my opinion, I don't think there would be a procedural pickup if one went ahead. But we can get a copy of the ATC to show you that it was classified as a 75.
As a layman, I'm just going to use my language as a layman, but I think what members find is maybe to deal, actually not maybe, to deal with a document that it indicates here in the cover that this is the second 75 bill. Do we have any documents on any of those?
Chair, if I'll try to answer it. This bill, as it stands in front of this committee now, is the one that was the second reading. It was introduced in the House. We now can't basically get other printers to print another cover for it. We can correct it, yes, and like my colleague says that we can get confirmation through the ATCs that this was classified as 75 bills, but the front page, it's not really possible to get it there right now, but it will be corrected. Thank you, Chair.
I don't understand. I really don't understand what the parliamentary legal people are saying. Maybe it's because I'm not a legal person. The legal person who just spoke now said the front page cannot be found. It means the opinion of the one who spoke before him that says the front page really does not mean that much. The meaning of the bill is in the second page. It's her own opinion. It's not a legal opinion that we get. We as the committee, we want a legal opinion. Is it right for us to continue with this bill as it stands now, or is it going to catch up with us in the long run? If it's not going to, if you say legally, it's not going to catch up with it, it's fine, then we can continue with the bill. On your chapter, on your page 2 of the bill, where the bill really starts, it's also not, there is nothing also that is indicating that the bill is a Section 75 or a Section 76 bill. It's not really there. So I think we need a legal opinion there, not an opinion of an individual.
Thanks. Let me just come in here. My understanding is that because the bill is before us as a select committee, whatever changes or issues that members have pointed out, like the taking, if we agree to adopt, it will be, we are going to adopt with amendments, meaning that the taking that Section 75 will also be part of the arrangement that we're going to make. Yeah. Are you still on this? I think I'm closing because this will be part of the amendment. Honorable members, we are going to move now. We are going to deal with the bill floor by floor. I'm going to request
we have issues or clauses that have been identified by legal people that are here.
Honorable members, maybe let me just explain. After deliberations, we deliberate, and after that, we write a report on the issue and as a select committee, we have identified, refer them to the legal section, and then these are the inputs on the legal section. it comes from the legal section. So because we're going to go clause by clause, I'm going to request the legal person to meet us so that we go through and see. Can you proceed?
Just prior to Madam Chair, you want to go through the proposed amendments?
Yeah, clause by clause. So that we, where we want clarifications, we enter at an offer.
Members, before you will have a full-page document. This is a document which was sent to me by the Secretary, which had incorporated the amendments which the committee wanted after last week's deliberation. But as I also looked at the bill, I had picked up certain provisions that need to be made and certain cross-referencing that needed to be corrected. So that is what I've summarized in this document before you. So I'm going to have to go through it, but I need you to also have your 14B bill in front, or else it's going to be quite difficult to explain. Basically, the first four arrangements, amendments, meaning 1, 2, 3, and 4, I have suggested them so that the bill meets acceptable drafting standards in terms of where certain sections need to be placed. Now, if we can just quickly go to page 5 of the bill. On page 5 of the bill, you'll see clause 2. Clause 2 reads, the bill applies to all land practitioners within the Republic of South Africa. But you will also see that it's inserted under a chapter which is entitled South African Language Practitioners Council. Now, one of the drafting standards that we need to apply is that when you have a chapter heading, all sections under the chapter must speak to that heading. Section 2 at the moment says the bill applies to all practitioners, really speaks the applicability of the bill. It has nothing to do with the South African Language Practitioners Council. And my suggestion is to move Section 2 to appear just before the heading Chapter 2 so that Section 2 will now form part of Chapter 1. I'm also then suggesting that the wording be changed. In other words, we won't say the bill applies. What we would have to say is this act applies. And once we move it up just before Chapter 2, it then means on page 2 of your bill, if you can go to page 2. It then means that we must add section 2 just below number 1 there after definitions so that it appears under chapter 1, which is entitled definitions, and we will then change the heading of definitions to say definitions and applications. So if you look at my document, which is before you, the four-pager, you will see that what I'm suggesting is that on page 2, in line 6, after the word definition, we insert the word an application. Then, on the same page, and on the same page, after line 7, but before line 8, so in other words, after the line which reads number 1 definition, but before the heading chapter 2, we will insert number 2 and it to say application of act. Sure. So on page 2, after line 7. Now line 7 is the line that reads number 1 and it says definition. That's line 7. So after that, but before chapter 2, chapter 2 is your line 8 in your bowl. We will insert number 2 and then call it application of act.
what I'm hearing, or what is landing on my computer, I'm putting it to you, that you say on definitions, which is one, not on lines, don't know to go on lines, definitions, are you saying it has to be definitions and application? And then below that you have chapter two. Then you have South African Language Practitioners Council. Then there's number two. My question is just there.
Okay. On page two, you'll see chapter one in the middle. My first proposal is, then you'll see definition right under chapter one. The definition that's in the middle that doesn't have a number. The bold one. The bold one and the one that's in caps. I'm suggesting that be called definitions and application. Okay. Then after that, you will see number one and definitions. And then just below that, insert number two, application of act. Then because we've done that, at my number three, I'm suggesting on page two, in line 10. Now line 10 will be what you have in printed number two, application of act after the heading of African Language Council. I'm saying we omit that.
And that will be now number one.
No, the numbering will carry on. Your next number will be number three.
Numbering will be chapter 1 is 5, definition 2, that is the heading, and then 1, definition 3, 2, application of Act 4, chapter 2 is 5.
Sorry, honorable members, under chapter 1, definition, the one with capital letters, the bold one, it will be definition and application. And then after that, we've got definitions in small letters.
Yeah.
And then number two, it will be application of act. Mm. And then under chapter two, we delete application of act because we have moved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it will start with three.
That I understand. But on the right inside.
That numbering will also change in the sense of what we put in and what we take out. But for purposes of this bill, we will use that numbering to propose our amendments. Honourable members, I don't know, but I want to make it like this. Let's allow our legal person to go through and then note where we are not clearer, so that we then can ask for clarity.
Nice.
Then my next amendment is on page 4, and in line 2. So in other words, on page 4 you have chapter 1, and then immediately below that you have definition, which is in bold, and that line I'm suggesting to add the word and application. So in other words, now chapter 1 is then court definition the application. Then on the same page, after line 52, so this is just after the definition of the rule, I want to suggest that we include a definition for select committee. And the reason why I'm suggesting this is when I received the committee amendments from the secretary, I understood that the intention was to replace the definition of portfolio committee which we have on that same page with the word parliament, and then to define parliament as meaning the portfolio committee and the select committee. Now, section 42 of the constitution says that parliament consists of the national assembly and the national council of provinces. So it would be inconsistent to have the word parliament defined as meaning the portfolio committee and the select committee. So what I want to suggest is that instead of substituting the word portfolio committee with parliament, that we keep the word portfolio committee, but we insert the definition for select committee, and we either then refer in the act to briefings to be made to the portfolio committee, we would then say the portfolio committee and the select committee.
Honourable members, we have just agreed that we allow her to proceed, and then we note wherever we need clarity so that after that we engage.
The next proposal is that on page 5, after line 11. So after line 11 will be the line just before you have chapter 2. We insert application of act, and then section 2 saying this act applies to all language practitioners within the Republic of South Africa. That then speaks to the first four amendments we made earlier on to the range of the section. Then on that same page 5, from line 14 to 15, this is now the two lines that appear immediately after the heading South African Language Practitioner Council. We delete that, we omit that, because we've moved it up to be under chapter 1. Then, on clause 4, the proposal made at number 8 of my document is the committee's proposal to rearrange the sequence of paragraph B, C, and D to reflect what is now in the proposal. Where scrutinized particulars of people intending to register appears as B, registered people who are registrable by council as C, and accredited people who are accreditable by the council as D. Then at clause 5, on page 5, in line 46, which is towards the end of your page, in 5C, in the Roman numeral I, there's an abbreviation there as SACA. Now, I checked throughout the bill, the abbreviation is not used, and I'm suggesting to omit it, because we only need to use abbreviations that appear in the rest of the bill. And my number 10 is, and I'm applying the same principle to the abbreviation ETQA. The next proposal I have is on page 7 of the bill. And the amendment is to line 23, which is just before subsection 6.4. So it's your subsection 6.3, Roman numeral 5. There are inverted commas at the end of that sentence. I'm suggesting that they be omitted. And on page 7, in line 39, which is your section 658, the second line over there, in line with my suggestion earlier on to specifically refer to the portfolio committee and select committee, I'm suggesting to omit K Cabinet and the Portfolio Committee and to substitute that with Cabinet, comma, the Portfolio Committee and the Select Committee.
Then we will even forget what you would want to ask. That's all those that you have done, we will stop here and then go back and if there's anything, and then from there we go back to the original one. Really, this one of her doing everything and having to come back later, it's just as I said.
That's okay, because then we need all to go in the same
Maybe I will just start with the one on the definitions. I don't know, maybe that's how it should be accepted, but as we suggested previously that it should rather be time rather than putting it as select committee and portfolio committee. I would suggest that we speak to Parliament rather than separating the two. And which means that those definitions, maybe what should happen is that the definition for portfolio committee should be taken out. And because we are now using Parliament and no longer different.
My only concern with that is that Parliament, in terms of the Constitution, is the two houses, meaning the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces. The committee recommendation was to define Parliament as meaning the Portfolio Committee and Select Committee. And committees are really extension of houses. And when people refer to Parliament, they're looking at the houses, not necessarily the committee.
I think the issue that raised this debate and our proposal is that whenever you deal with a bill, the bill will appear before the two houses, which will be dealt by your portfolio committee and the select committee. Then the discussion actually what we agreed about that Parliament covers two houses. It covers two houses because if we talk about portfolio committee, it's like when you deal with the thing, it will only be before the NA, or only before the portfolio committee. But if you see Parliament, obviously we know it will be before the two houses. Like this one is from the NA, now it's before the SNC. Didi, you wanted to say something before? Let me allow Didi to say something first.
Thanks. I would agree to the recommendation of Parliament because a portfolio committee or a select committee is simply a processing mechanism on behalf of a House of Parliament. rather than for its own sake.
Just to add to that one, is in our rules, like it's in the NCOP and also in the National Assembly, the rules are saying to us how to deal with votes. It is clear there that the select committee or the portfolio committee must deal with those votes. And that is the reason why I'm supporting that that word must be parliament.
Another one concern. If you look at page 14 of the bill, it says that the board, page 14, it says the board must hold a report on the activity at 3528. It says the board must hold a report on the activities during a financial year in Parliament. Now, four tabling happen in the House. So that would either be the National Assembly or it would be the National Council of Provinces. If we are going to include a definition for Parliament in Section 1 to say means portfolio committee and select committee, then that definition will apply to Parliament year. And surely the intention is not to table a report in a portfolio committee or a select committee. Tabling will happen in the House of Parliament. That's the only concern I also then have. Therefore, if you look at B, it particularly says the board, after it tabled its report, must then brief the portfolio committee. So there's distinction between Parliament, when you're serving to the House, and the committees at extension.
Chairperson, here in this chapter 3 of this bill, chapter 3 where we were when we were dealing with the portfolio committee and the select committee, I want to come in there on, yeah. The heading says the composition and dissolution of board. Then the section number 8 says the minister must, within 90 days after the appointment of members in terms of section 1, inform the cabinet, inform the portfolio committee, inform the select committee of the names of the appointed members, including the term of their appointment. It doesn't say the minister must table a report. So I agree with Muna alone. I agree with the legal advisor that says this line must include the cabinet, must have the cabinet, the portfolio committee, and the select committee, because the minister here will make the appointment, and in terms of subsection 1, it will inform. It will not sit and report to the Home Office. It will inform. The minister will inform the cabinet. He will inform also the two committees, the portfolio committee and the select committee. That's the only way I see it. It does not inform Parliament, because if the minister is going to inform Parliament, the minister is going to table a report in front of the two houses with all the committees involved.
Thanks, sir.
That's my understanding.
I'm so confused.
Maybe I don't know the processes of this parliament, but my understanding is that when the minister informs cabinet, it doesn't mean he has to do it. I mean, informs cabinet and parliament. When it informs parliament, it doesn't mean it's going to be in the house. Maybe I'm confused, but I still stand by everything that says portfolio committee should be removed, and we have parliament. And we know that this bill is got to be held within a particular committee, within a particular House of Parliament. We are aware and schooled in terms of. How Parliament is designed. Parliament needs two houses, National Assembly, because others, they think Parliament is only National Assembly. So we're very much conscious when you touch Parliament and mention one portion, that's how you come in. Hey, this is Parliament with two houses. So that's just there. We never said we want to define select and control as Parliament. No. So maybe what is causing the whole problem is that somewhere, I can't recall the clause or the subsection, there was something like talk about Parliament. However, again within this bill, you then find the board must within 3 days after the report having tables brief the portfolio committee. Then that we raised our eyebrows to say why briefing portfolio committee when the processes say parliament. And parliament, we were going to be very much comfortable if they did not draft it to put portfolio committee. Or if they just ended up with telling the board in parliament, we know it is both houses. And they will be teaching the department in terms of parliament is two houses. If you mention one house committee, yes, it officializes some misconception of saying parliament is only have one house, and that house only is National Assembly, and in National Assembly we have portfolio committee. So we're not confused, we must know exactly what we mean.
I'm just going to return to one thing that let's when we make our point, because this thing of points you think that it's something you can raise points that being cool people understand. And I think members try to explain why we decided that we should put parliament instead of because it was like it's put into one committee and not both committees.
Just to say that my proposal for the word parliament in on page 14, I was going to suggest in terms of the request that we got from the inner table to actually replace parliament with saying the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces, because then that makes it clear to people where a table stands in both houses. But when it's tabling, it's the formal tabling which will go to the houses. The informal briefing then will come to the portfolio committee and the select committee. So that's the only motivation I have then for inserting a definition of the select committee and then specifically referring to both committees when there's briefings or when the minister needs to inform them of names. But when it comes to formal tabling of reports and also bills, we will then refer to the both houses instead of just parliament. So are we saying we're going to include select committee and refer to them specifically in the section and refer to each of the separate houses in the sections and get rid of the word parliament?
Yeah. In my understanding, is that when it said that the bill is referred to Parliament, Parliament has got its own mechanism for processing, and then the portfolio committee and select committee are those mechanisms. So they do not do this work on their own behalf. They do it as part of the mechanisms. So I don't see the need then in the bill to refer to the select committee, the mechanisms, but I think that it would be adequate to refer to Parliament. And then Parliament, it uses its own mechanisms to do it. And then the other thing is that the impression created here is that if we remove Parliament and use portfolio committee and select committee, it is as if these bodies are acting on their own behalf. So, and which is incorrect.
I think what we must do is, from the explanation of our legal advisor, that the two of us understand. Now from Honorable Nakonyan, that's a different angle. Actually separate from the understanding of the two of us, right? But I want to suggest to you, just for the legal advisor, just to explain it again, that one. Just explain it again, because my understanding is that when dealing with anything concerning the bill, even from the minister, it must go through the portfolio committee and also the selection. But when approving it, it will be tabled in both houses of Parliament. After the deliberation from the portfolio committee and the
I think maybe I'll also leave it from this chair, from this, that we speak to Parliament, because where I'm sitting, I'm trying to think of any bill or that there is where we talk about the left committee, the portfolio committee. For me, I don't know for other members, this is the best time that we have a bill that talks, because in most cases we will talk about Parliament, ministers, you know, your hunter. I've never come across the one that talks about the portfolio committee or the select committee. So I'm going to propose that we stick to the initial amendment that instead of having the portfolio committee, we should have Parliament.
Chairperson, I want to second you and say everywhere where we find portfolio committee, we replace it with Parliament.
I hope I will then be assisting. I would agree with that formulation, except that then I would suggest that section 25, 1B, be removed completely. 1B, about briefing of the portfolio committee. Because once any matter is taken, all public entity table annual reports. The processing may go through the portfolio committee or the select committee, as the House of Parliament may advise. So I don't think that this serves any purpose. So 25-2.
I wanted to raise the timeline, but timeline is there, 2A, so it's fine.
The
other thing is 2A. Yeah, on 2A. So I was thinking the time of reporting is covered by 2A, so it is fine.
Now we start on page 7.
Yeah.
Page 7. No, we are still on set. Just that we are going close by touch now. So we have dealt with other pages. Now we are on page 7. When you end it. So can you... Yeah.
So on page 7, we were deleting the inverted commas in 923.
I heard the legal person talking about CT2A, and I got lost. I don't know where is it.
It's on page 5 in line 47. Okay, it's in clause 5.1c, Roman numeral 1.
Issue of outcomes or abbreviations. The explanation is that if the acronyms do not appear anywhere in the bill, then we don't need them as definition. Is that what you were saying?
That's correct.
Very nice. I can't. Let's remove.
I'm fine. It's 35.
Yeah. It's just okay. Thank you. Let's go to page 7.
Then on page 7, I think my amendment where I wanted to include select committee, I think it's been decided that you want to replace portfolio committee with parliament, and therefore define parliament in section 1 as meaning portfolio committee and select committee. My next correction is on page 8, and if you look at clause 7, F, which is line 7.
Clause
7F on page 8. After the word constitution in line 7, I'm suggesting to add the words of the Republic of South Africa in 1996. Because constitution, we don't have a definition for it in section 1. And when you refer to it, we should then refer to the full citation. On page 9,
I'm a slow person. Can I request it to repeat what you're saying?
I'm saying that on page 8, in clause 7F, which is line 7 from the top, after the word constitution, I'm suggesting to add the words of the Republic of South Africa, 1996. So that we refer to the constitution in full, because we have not defined constitution in section 1.
Then
Then on page 9, in section 12.3, I'm suggesting a correction where it says subsection 1. I'm suggesting that it reads subsection 2 because it refers to a disclosure made. And if you read section 12.2, that is the section dealing with the disclosure.
I understand, but I want to check whether I can.
My next correction is on page 12. In line 13, which is your section 22, I'm suggesting a correction there. Instead of saying paragraph 8, it should read subsection 1, because page 12, section 20, subsection 2, in that line, it refers to paragraph A. It should actually be corrected to say subsection 1, because there is no paragraph A, and the code of conduct is determined in terms of subsection 21. On page 14, which dealt with the relation to Parliament, the portfolio committee, but from I understand that the committee wants all those to be Parliament. My next amendment is on page 15, includes with subsection 4. In line 18, the word or, I'm suggesting that it should actually read and. If you read that sentence, it would seem as the word and needs to combine the first part and the second part. The word or separates them completely. Because it deals with documents that are sent to the judge of a person that's registered as a language practitioner, and if that judge also declares that person to be mentally ill, you may then send that order to the registrar to remove the person from the register. So I'm suggesting that the or should actually be and.
My apologies. I may just raise a slightly technical issue. If you think about implementation of the Act in this regard, when we think about a concept like this, if we read it in the current context where it's all, we are able to deregister the person under two circumstances, or one, or two. If we take the conceptualization that's just been presented and we made it and, we can only deregister if both are true, are applicable. So, and that narrows down the scope of the applicability of this particular clause. So that would be my only concern as we adjusted it, because then two criteria need to be met in order for disqualification due to grounds of mental ill health.
So we remain with off.
Yeah.
Then my next proposal is for page 16, which in line 2, so it's at the top. I wasn't sure if the word is good should actually be there because it doesn't read well. It says, the absence of the name of a person from such copy is proof, unless there's credible evidence of the contrary is proved. And the rest of the section only stops at evidence of the contrary. So I'm suggesting to delete the words is proved. On page 16, line 2.
The absence of the name is for the whole sentence.
The sentence reads, the absence of the name of a person from such copy is proof, comma, unless there's credible evidence of the contrary is proved. Now, I think the word is proof should either be deleted, but I've just heard also from my colleague next door that it should possibly have been is divided, so that's probably a spelling mistake as well. So there are two options. One could say delete is proved, or one could say is divided. Madam Chair, I've just been told that if we say is provided, then we have to delete the word there is. So I think maybe suggesting to go with the first option to delete the word is proved.
Then we don't put anything.
Nothing.
Can we read it? It would now then read, the absence of the name of a person from such copy is proof, unless there is credible evidence of the contrary, that such person is not registered according to the revisions of this Act. Finally, my last proposal, which is on page 17, and it's in section 35.2. There's a reference to section 15.4. The Act doesn't have a section 15.4, and I'm suggesting it be replaced with section 16.4.
Thank you.
Excuse me, madam. I'm sorry to take the committee back. I just need clarity on page 15, where we were talking about mental illness.
Just a moment.
Page 15, section 27.4. Did we actually say we are putting in end or we are speaking with or? I don't think that madam or is correct there. Because a person can only be declared to be mentally unstable in terms of the mental health act. So what we are looking at there is that firstly the person must be a language practitioner in terms of the act. And then that person then must be declared as being mentally ill. Now if we leave it with or, if we were to read the sentence, omitting, I mean, from or, then it doesn't make sense, madam. I think the correct, I would agree with the suggestion of the legal advisors that and there is the correct conjunction.
Can you take
us
back
on
page
15? Page 15, section 27.4, where we are saying that if from the documents submitted to him or her, it appears to a judge or it is brought to his notice in any manner that the person to whom the documents relate is a person registered under this act, or if the person is declared a mentally ill person in terms of the Mental Health Act. I think the point there that we were trying to make is that the person firstly must be registered in terms of the act, and then that person must also be declared mentally ill. Then that forms the basis of removing the person from the register, if I'm reading it correctly. Because now if we read it up until the document, I don't think that it captures the essence of what you were saying.
People, let me just, I'm not from department, both of you here.
We are madam.
No, we indeed staff from the department, they will deal with this. My understanding is that some of the issues
disappearing is not the condition.
No. Honorable members, I don't want like that for petrol and all that. I just wanted, I wanted to clear my mind because my understanding is that the gentleman and the lady here are from one department, from legal section. One who's expected because now it's like this one says this one. Understand? So. Because I just wanted to clarify that so that,
I just wanted to clarify that
she didn't create a perception that there is this misunderstanding within the department.
Appears to a judge
or if it works for his notice in any other manner, that the second begins, the document is made in the chosen registered under this act. And then it says, or if the said person is declared mentally incompetent in terms of the mental health or the judge consent may direct that a copy of the OS in such person to the register. Now, if we say and, it means that it has to be that if it appears to a judge or it is not used to be in any other manner, and if the said person is said that's the reason if it is brought to the attention of the judge and the third person is also there. So if the two conditions are not met, then that person that's the reason why it's taken to the attention. But if you say or then it means that even if that person is not being declared under the mental health, then that would be that information is to be taken to the list. So now I think that we keep the form.
After room.
Madam Chair, that was my suggestion to add in the definition for select committee, but I understand that the committee does not have rejected the proposal and would rather want portfolio committee to be replaced as parliament, and that must then mean portfolio committee and select committee.
My understanding is that is a definition. So inside this document or the bill, the definition must be there. It's not different from maybe because court may actually deal with the language petition and council. You know, it's just a definition of a certain word or a certain thing in relation to the select committee, and so we can understand select committee and portfolio committee.
I think we have agreed.
I understand that.
So it means this portfolio committee and the definition is going to be omitted, and we are not going to the select committee.
Okay, now we will be referring to a portfolio and a select
committee. Yes. On page 5, immediately after the next sentence will be application act next, and the definition of that. Then under chapter 2, we delete point 2. Means the beam applies, that one we use. And then under objects of council, is that the sequence as they appear in that document, as honorable members are here. Functions of the council, still on page 5. We delete those applications, the SAGWA and the extra. Are you fine with
that? Yes, one question. I'm fine with what you're saying, or saying now. Just to repeat it, but now we delete two, the whole two. Now, from the numbering, the 3 becomes now 2, and the 4 and so on. Is that? That's
the
number.
Oh, the number?
Yes.
Because I just noticed the numbering. Because it's not the number of the notes, it's the cases.
Madam Chair, the numbering won't change. Because we're just moving the cutting 2 to appear before chapter 2, so that will be number 2. Then chapter 2 will start with section 3.
Thank you.
Page 6, if not in page 7. Page 7, and the Board of Council. line 23, the one that says stakeholders in the language process, we delete that. Inverted comma. Section 8, where it talks about a portfolio committee, we put parliament. My list is just page 8. After a constitution, we insert of the Republic of South Africa 1996. That's what we always sing it. Page 9. Page 9.
Subsection 2, that is added to the meeting text of subsection 1.
Mm-hmm.
We delete 1
mm-hmm.
and 2. The correction in section 22 is to substitute paragraph A with saying subsection 1.
Subsection.
Thank you. Stay safe, please.
Thank you.
Uncle, thanks for sharing.